Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, experts of the Committee Against Torture, staff members of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mr. Chairperson, with your leave, I shall now present the progress report on the follow-up to concluding observations. It has been the practice of the committee since the adoption of this procedure in 2003 to entrust one of its members with assessing the state's parties' submissions under Article 19 of the Convention, along with other information received from other stakeholders. During the period covered by the present report, I continued to serve as rapporteur for follow-up to concluding observations. Since my last progress report to the committee during the 77th session in July 2023, a follow-up report was received from Botswana. The willingness of the state party to provide information regarding measures taken by them to implement its obligations under the convention is welcomed and appreciated. As of this day of 20 November 2023, the following states reviewed between the 40th session in April-May 2008 and the 74th session in July 2022 had not yet supplied follow-up information that had fallen due: Antigua and Barbuda, Bangladesh, Benin, Cabo Verde, Cambodia, Congo, Djibouti, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Holy See, Indonesia, Madagascar, Mozambique, Rwanda, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka, Syrian Arab Republic, Togo, Yemen, and Zambia. During the period under review, the committee received alternative follow-up reports from non-governmental organizations and other stakeholders in relation to the follow-up replies submitted by Australia and Cuba. During the period under review, the rapporteur, in consultation with the country rapporteurs and with the assistance of the Secretariat, continued assessing the information provided by the states' parties under the follow-up procedure in order to monitor whether all the issues identified by the Committee for Follow-Up had been addressed by the concerned states parties, and whether the information provided responded to the committee's concerns and recommendations included in its concluding observations. The rapporteur has communicated with the concerned states parties once their replies had been received and assessed. These communications reflected the analysis carried out by the rapporteur in consultation with the country rapporteurs and specified the pending issues. Since July 2023, such communications were sent to Cuba, Iceland, Kenya, and Kyrgyzstan. Communications sent by the rapporteur for follow-up to concluding observations are available from the committee's webpage. In addition, the follow-up replies submitted by Botswana, Iraq, Montenegro, and Uruguay are currently under consideration. Applying classification categories as provided by the guidelines for follow-up to concluding observations, the assessment carried out by the rapporteur includes an evaluation of the quality and extent of the information provided by the state party, as well as an appraisal of the degree to which the recommendations identified for follow-up have been implemented. The same applies to the assessment of the implementation plans. While no A grades recommendations largely implemented were awarded during the period under the review, in six instances it was considered that the recommendations identified for follow-up had been partially implemented, although further action was needed. Substantive steps had been taken towards the implementation of 5 recommendations, resulting in grade B1, and initial steps with regard to 1 other recommendation, grade B2. Nevertheless, not all follow-up reports submitted by states parties contained sufficient information to enable the rapporteur to assess the implementation of the selected recommendations. That was the case with 3 recommendations identified for follow-up, grade D. In 2 other instances, the state party had taken no action to implement the committee's recommendation or the action taken had not addressed the situation. Grade C. Lastly, in one case, the state party adopted measures that are contrary to the recommendations of the committee. Grade E. States parties are encouraged to provide to the committee, along with the report on the implementation of the recommendations identified for follow-up, a voluntary plan for the implementation of all or some of the remaining recommendations included in the concluding observations. However, during the period, none of the follow-up replies submitted by states parties addressed the remaining of the committee's recommendations. Lastly, membership should be advised that the committee and stakeholders may continue to avail themselves of a dedicated web page for follow-up procedure. All relevant documents, including the recommendations identified for follow-up by the committee, the information submitted by states parties, the correspondence with concerned states parties, and the public reports submitted by NHRIs, NGOs, and other stakeholders are available on that web page. A compendium of the follow-up procedure as exercised since 2003 may also be found on that page. Mr. Chairman.